It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, July 8th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we have 6 vessels coming into the river, we have 6 outbounders, and we have 4 vessels anchored in the waters off Astoria on the Columbia River. In our marine weather forecast, we have low pressure offshore, and it is kind of weakening, and then high pressure is going to slowly return today on through the weekend with benign conditions. That's a great phrase from the weather forecast, expected through Saturday. We'll have northerly winds strengthening from Sunday into early next week. And today's forecast includes north winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusts to 15 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 2 feet at 9 seconds. Doesn't sound too bad out there. And today we're going to be talking about an interesting term that I came across, something that I haven't talked about in a long time on the Ship Report. It's a kind of an odd, not very intuitive maritime term with a really important meaning. It's called cold ironing, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first arrival in the river, passing Astoria around 6:30 a.m., is the real showstopper of the day. She is the MSC Shea. She is a container ship, and she is big. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the port of Portland, probably arriving in Portland at about 12:30 p.m. Here's what I know about her. She is bigger than the Navios Unite that was here a few months ago. She's over 1,100 feet long and 153 feet wide, and she's a really big one, so keep an eye out for her. Those container ships just keep getting bigger. And then we have the ATB Gulf Reliance around the same time coming into the river. Anacortes to the Vancouver anchorage, refined petroleum there. She'll be passing Astoria maybe 8:39, and she'll be in the Vancouver anchorage by about 1 p.m. or so. The Neptune Island is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. I think her cargo is cement, and she is another early ship in the river, so maybe passing Astoria around 8:30 or so in Portland by about 2 p.m. this afternoon. The Anzac Wyoming is arriving from Peru, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's headed for the port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 8:30 p.m. And the C-SPAN Rogue is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Astoria anchorage. She is a tug, and I think she may be here to pick up a barge that is waiting for her. So if you see a barge anchored over near Tongue Point, Pier 39 around that part of town there in the anchorage where the river curves there, where there's kind of a little bit of a cove there, that barge could be waiting for the C-SPAN Rogue to pick it up. She'll be in around Astoria by about 4:30 p.m. And the New Chang is arriving from Everett, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver, and she will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 3:30 a.m. on Saturday. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Marianne Stoger. She's headed to Kalama to pick up wheat. I enjoy talking about this ship because her name is so unusual. She'll leave about 1:30 and get to Kalama by about 6:30. But she's the one I mentioned earlier this week. Marianne Stoger is named. This is a South Korean ship built in South Korea for a person who is very dear to the hearts of South Koreans. She was a nurse. She was from Austria. She spent 40 years working on a remote South Korean island, helping leprosy patients. And in 2021, at the age of 87, she was awarded the Florence Nightingale Medal by the International Committee of the Red Cross for her work. And she is known in South Korea as the Angel of Sorok Island for her sacrifices and genuine care for leprosy patients, which she began doing in 1962. So I thought it was really kind of lovely on this South Korean vessel built in that country that someone thought it was, that she was important enough to name their ship.
I was looking around at maritime news this week, and I came across a term that is one of those not very intuitive but very interesting names for something that happens daily at many ports around the world. It's called the practice of cold ironing. Now, cold ironing is an odd term, odd sounding to us, for the practice of ports providing electrical power to ships when they're in port. That allows them to shut off a ship's engines when the ship is not underway or traveling somewhere. This reduces noise, saves fuel, and it also reduces air pollution. The origin of that term, cold ironing, dates back to a time when ships burned coal. So when a ship was in port and did shut down its engines, the iron engines would lose heat and become cold. But these days, ships need power, whether they are traveling or at the dock. And they need a lot of power, because they are in fact like small communities, and the people on board, whether they're traveling under their own power or anchored, they still need electricity for heat, for lighting, for cooking, water circulation, and to keep vital equipment like computers operating. So ships are rarely shut down completely unless they're being worked on for some reason. When a ship is in port, like the ones we see here, anchored or at the dock, you can get a sense that these cargo ships are indeed small worlds for the people who work and live on board. The ship is both workplace and home for the crew. And because of strict laws about who can leave ships in port, and also the constraints of a fast-moving cargo industry, sailors have few chances to leave the ship in port. So shutting things down and staying on shore while you're here in port, maybe staying in a hotel for a change of pace, those are simply not options for sailors on the ships that come here. So the vessel is in constant use. And if you were able to get near a ship in one of the anchorages here on the Columbia, or even at a dock, you would discover the ship is far from silent, even though it is not moving through the water going somewhere. Even though the ship's main propulsion engines are not operating, the ship has smaller auxiliary engines that run its internal power plant, kind of like an office or an apartment building. There are basic systems that need to be on all the time. These auxiliary engines also generate some pollution, but they're essential to keeping the ship habitable for the crew. So in ports where there is cold ironing infrastructure in place, ships come in, they tie up to the dock, they shut down all their engines, and they plug into shoreside power, and their vital systems remain working just as they would at sea. Now, not all ports have cold ironing capacity because it's expensive, and there are technical challenges because systems on the ship and the shore must match, and land-based power systems must be robust enough to power a large ship or multiple large ships with big energy needs. As of 2017, these West Coast ports offered cold ironing options for ships. Tacoma, Seattle, San Francisco, Oakland, Port Hueneme, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and San Diego. These ports all have huge numbers of ships in port at any given time, so pollution becomes an issue. Here on the Columbia, where there is, to my knowledge, no cold ironing available, at least I searched online and could not find any indication that there is, and if there is, I'd really like to know about it. The number of ships on the entire river here on any given day is small compared to big ports like LA, Seattle, and San Francisco. Still, it is an interesting reminder of how much all of us rely on electricity. Here on land, we just flip a switch on the wall, push a button on our stove, and there's the electrical power. When you are at sea, that electrical power comes from engines and generators and things that have to be operating 24/7 so that that power is available at the touch of a button 24 hours a day, the way it is in our homes. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.